You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Vatican celebrated International Women's Day yesterday with a conference dedicated to giving a platform to women working for the Church around the world. Held at the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences, yesterday's gathering was the third consecutive Voices of Faith conference and is an initiative of Fidel Götz Foundation with the partnership of Jesuit Refugee Services. Jesuit Father Thomas Smolich, International Director of JRS, moderated the afternoon panel at the conference. He told Tracy McClure that the theme of mercy ran through the event.
The theme of Voices of Faith this year was that mercy requires courage. Very fitting with the Holy Year of Mercy, but also I think fitting in the stories that we heard, the people who spoke, both the women and men who, in a sense, share God's mercy, and also those who experience God's mercy. It requires courage on both sides. And I think what we also heard was a desire for the Church to recognize this courage, especially the courage of the voices of women, women who make up most of the Church, women who participate in many ways in the Church. They are courageous to be here. They are courageous to do what they do. How can we as Church really be family and welcome all people? That's what I took away from Voices of Faith this year.
It's a storytelling event. We heard stories of many women and also men. Mm-hmm. Any ones that stood out particularly for you?
When I was listening to them, each of them stood out. I was very moved by many of the stories, the experience of the two Kenyan women who did not want to get married young and all that that meant, that they, both of them, through their own hard work, found opportunities for education and were able to make significant stories in their lives. The Filipino woman, whose name is escaping me right now, who's
Cecilia,
whose story of arrest and conversion and involvement in avoiding some of the real horrors of sexual trafficking got me in the gut, frankly. Carolyn Wu, who is a well-known figure in the Church, her very clear suggestions for how we can move beyond conversation that doesn't get us anywhere, moving into action steps that could really make a difference and really ways that we can think differently about how we relate to one another as Church. We are all part of the family. As she said, are we family? Are we guests? Or are we guest workers? We all need to be family.
And finally, introducing the panel discussion today, you spoke of miracles only happen when we stir up the waters. Did miracles happen today?
I don't want to be the judge of that, but the fact that people shared their stories, the fact that we heard one another, and the fact that we believe that Jesus is with us wherever two or three are gathered in his name, that's the miracle. How this miracle plays out, we'll see in the days and months to come.
And that was Jesuit Father Thomas Smolich of Jesuit Refugee Services.
One of the panelists at the Voices of Faith conference was Dr. Carolyn Wu, President and CEO of Catholic Relief Services in the U.S. She spoke with Tracy McClure about how the role of women is perceived by the Church.
Carolyn Wu, you're here for the Voices of Faith event. We're talking about the achievements, the accomplishments of women in today's world. Pope Francis has talked many times about the need for women taking up places of responsibility, even within the Church and in the Vatican. Your impressions about this event today, and what do you see as some of the accomplishments that women can offer the Church today?
So clearly there's a lot of excitement, a lot of energy today. I think we're here to clearly celebrate the gifts and the contributions of women, but also at the same time to remember the challenges which they deal with every day. Women have actually come a long way. 85% of the work in a church, which is not done by clerics, are done by women. And at least in the United States, a world that I know, there are many key positions held by women. They are presidents of Catholic universities, of Catholic hospital systems, of Catholic social agencies. CRS is an example. They are superintendents. They are actually chancellors. And so I think it demonstrates that, at least in the U.S., the Church has engaged women and has done some power sharing. Where we need to go is to turn this from an exceptional type of experience to a more habitual process, so that it's not the extraordinary, the rare, where we do that, or just positions with the highest visibility, but that we need to make the appointments of women much more of an expectation, much more systematic and regular.
You yourself are called one of the 500 most influential people in the world today. You as a woman, as a Catholic, what would you like to see the church do to offer more opportunities to women?
I think clearly the church needs to think about and explicitly identify decision-making bodies, whether it's within a council or whether it is within advisory boards and so on. Identify the opportunities, advisory bodies, where we could use more women. So first of all, it's just really do an inventory of where those opportunities are. So once there is that listing of opportunities, one should identify what are the experiences and skills and knowledge which are needed so that it could be systematic. And I think across the world, different bishops' conferences could be asked to start identifying women and sometimes lay men also, which have those characteristics. And in fact, in some cases, to pre-screen them so that when positions open up, it would not be difficult to find the right layperson and woman to fill that position, and also some type of tracking system so that we know whether we're really making progress or not.
You yourself have been asked by the Vatican to present the Pope's encyclical on the environment. Do you see other areas of opportunity for women here in the Vatican?
I think that there are other opportunities. I don't know enough about all the council and all the advisory boards and also the experts that people are looking for. I see that there should be many opportunities, but I also want to say we should think more of the church out in the world, not just in the Vatican, that it is a mistake to just identify the Curia as the church, as the places with the most opportunities.
Is there something else you'd like to add that you think needs to be said?
I think the church has talked a lot about feminine genius, and that's wonderful. It usually evokes like sensitivity and intuitiveness and helpfulness and steadfastness, and all those are great, and actually it's daunting to just have all those characteristics. But also there's a part of women who are, for example, social activists and social critic like Dorothy Day. Women who may be very entrepreneurial, very bold, very persistent, and even sometimes defiant, like many of the women who founded congregations to do missionary work around the world, or women who speak a truth to power, like Catherine of Siena, who wrote words urging correction by both the Pope and political leaders. So I think the feminine genius would be nice to also recognize that other part.
Sometimes in this dialogue with women, people like to introduce women's ordination. Is that putting the cart before the horse, in your view?
I think not only that, I think the Pope has spoken clearly that there will be no women's ordination. I think where the tragedy is that the conversation sometimes gets stopped right at that point. Women don't talk about other things because of that particular issue, and sometimes the church may be skeptical about women's voices out of the concern that every conversation may lead to a conversation about women's ordination. I think we should actually, in some ways, let that rest so that we could proceed on the other dimensions.
That was Dr. Carolyn Wu of Catholic Relief Services speaking to Tracy McClure.